Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. We are getting into NFL free agency. It is that time of year. We've got the NFL Combine coming up. We've got free agency coming up. We've got the draft coming up. And joining us to break it all down is ESPN NFL analyst Tim Hasselbeck. And, of course, head coach at Ensworth High School as well. Tim, always appreciate you for joining us. A few names that we've been discussing in free agency, because the Titans just frankly have far too many needs to only address in the draft. They're going to have to spend some money in free agency. A few names that we've tossed around at a position of need. T. Higgins, Brandon Ayuk, Tyler Boyd is another one, even Justin Jefferson if the Vikings decide to move on from Kirk Cousins. Of those names, which stands out, which are realistic to potentially be on the trade market? And if you were the Titans, who would you pursue at the wide receiver position?
I think because of the history, I think the first guy on the list would be T. Higgins. And, you know, the thing with, I guess, that situation would be that's most likely a tag and trade, like process. So I think that would certainly be, you know, maybe the first name. And I think just like the history of knowing the player probably, you know, matters a lot. I think my big takeaway though is like, as you look at addressing wide receiver and addressing wide receiver that way, and then knowing full well, like I think we would all be in agreement that like you would have to pay top of the receiver market for any of those guys, right? Like, I mean, Justin Jefferson probably resets the wide receiver market. Like, think back to the A.J. Brown situation, and not to like go keep, you know, digging, you know, into like an old wound.
Salt in the wound, Tim.
Yeah, but like, if you would have paid A.J. Brown top of the receiver market, what would that have been, 2 years ago? Even when it was like, you didn't really want to do it yet. Well, like when you go into the 2024 season, there's going to be a slew of wide receivers making more money than him. Right. So like, I think if it's a proven commodity, a true number one wide receiver, like who's been healthy, who's been relatively unselfish, I think it's okay to pay him true number one wide receiver money. Like at one point, Stephon Diggs was the highest paid wide receiver, and like until he wasn't. And so I think the same thing holds true. So like whether it's Jefferson or whether it's T. Higgins, like I would definitely be on board with doing that. And I think that's a very different scenario than resetting the running back market.
What about Mike Evans? I know that's a player that D-Mace absolutely loves, but does Tampa Bay intend to bring him back?
You know, that'll be interesting. The thing about Evans is, like, he's continued to catch touchdowns. Like, and that's hard to do. And, like, he's still, like, I think if you watch him this year, like, I think the tape on Mike Evans will look good. Like, he's still running by people. You know, as a guy gets older and like, if you think about what the Titans have been through, like, are you going down the route when you've done, you know, the DeAndre Hopkins route, the Julio Jones route? Like, I think that's the part of it that's tricky. I mean, just think about Mike Evans and like, this is for context on him. In 3 out of the last 4 years, he's had 13 or more touchdown catches. Now, granted, like some of them were like, I guess he had Brady in, you know, 2021 when he had caught 14. But like, I think that the guy still catches touchdowns. You know, he's so big. His catch radius is big. Like, I like that to me, he's interesting and he's not exactly like the other guys, you know, the other veteran receivers that you've signed. But at the same time, like, you know, you would be signing a 31 year old player.
Yeah, you're right about that. But Tim, I think to me, and only me, I think because of Mike Evans' consistency, you know exactly what you're going to get out of him. That's why for me, he's the number one sort of free agent. That's if, you know, Jefferson doesn't ultimately become a free agent this year, which I don't think he will. But I think a guy like Mike Evans brings something to your offense, especially offense, especially in today's NFL where scoring in the red zone is hard to do. And when you can couple him with a DeAndre Hopkins and you have two guys that are 6'3", 6'4", that can go up and get the ball, how much more would that help out a young quarterback like Levis?
Well, listen, I D-Mason, you know this from playing the position. I think there is a difference with guys that are like good receivers and then guys that catch touchdowns. And like sometimes it's like not as simple as size. It's just like a matter of like how you play. Like a good example, you know, would be like Larry Fitzgerald. Like he did an excellent job of like he caught touchdowns. Like, and sometimes it didn't matter who the quarterback was. Like he found a way to like always have good touchdown numbers. If you were to compare him to somebody like Brandon Marshall, who was like catching 110 balls, you know, a year, but it was like, man, he wasn't scoring the same amount of touchdowns. Like, why was that? And you could almost argue at times he was playing with a better quarterback. So like there is something to it. And like, and I think you're right. And it's probably why you originally go right to the red zone and say, look, Mike Evans, like he's 6'5", but he plays big too, right? Like he's a different type of player. And I think that, yeah, look, I certainly be open to it. Like, I don't know what the market for him will end up, you know, looking like. You know, when you sign a 31-year-old wide receiver, like, how long's the deal? What are you willing to pay him over 1 year? I mean, he basically made $13 million last year, right? And so, you know, chances are he's going to want, like, a 3-year deal, and he's going to make a lot of money in that first year.
Now, this year, because hearing things that have come out this year in regards to, and I'm talking about the Dallas Cowboys, but I don't want to get into that, but I'm just prefacing the Cowboys with the question I'm going to ask you. Well, Michael Parsons and what Bart Scott said about the leadership and everything else, it got me to thinking about the Tennessee Titans. This team seems to be voided of like real true leadership, not because I don't think guys can lead, but because this team is so young. I look at a guy like Jeffrey Simmons, who's going to be elevated to a leader. Why? Because Derrick Henry possibly will be gone. Even I know he's a free agent, but they may not sign him back. Ryan Tannehill's gone. Kevin Byard's gone. Denico Autry is a free agent. Now all of a sudden you got a young guy that is playing really, really good football, one of the best at his position. Now he's elevated to a leadership role. Do you think that they need to go out and get some more veteran guys to potentially sort of so he doesn't have to be that leader at such a young age?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it depends. I think sometimes, you know, it's okay to move on from somebody because you think, like, it'll help somebody find their voice, right? And so, like in some ways, when you look at – you know, Jeffrey Simmons, like to your point, like he's been a great player. Like he's 26 years old. When you know in the NFL, like you're not too young to be a leader at 26, like 27. And because a lot of times guys are out of the league at 30, right? So like I really think that, and I saw this happen to the Giants when I was there where, you know, Eli was in his second year, and there were so many big personalities, so many big ones. You know, Michael Strahan and Antonio Pierce and OC Umenyora, and, you know, and then on the offensive side, it was Jeremy Shockey and Tiki Barber and, you know, had offensive linemen like Sean O'Hara, who, like, had prominent roles in the NFLPA. And they were just, like, natural leaders on the football team. And I think you can make the argument that it was, like keeping everybody around – like that was going to kind of prevent Eli from growing a little bit as a leader, right? And so what do you know? Shockey then gone, Tiki Barber then gone, and it was like, oh, like here he comes. Like he's kind of finding his voice. So I actually think that there can be some of that can be helpful. And Simmons to me would be a guy, because he's been such a good player, because he was drafted by the organization, that it's like, yeah, it's just time now. It's time to spread your wings a little bit and be a leader.
We'll talk with Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst and head coach at the Innsworth Tigers. Now, we've made a big deal on this show and, you know, across the shows on this station with needs for the Titans. And we've talked to you extensively about it, whether it be the offensive line, running back, a defensive lineman, but we've never really pointed out the secondary, the cornerback. Mm-hmm. And we had this discussion yesterday. If the top tackle is already drafted and yep. two of the top three receivers, whether it's Marvin Harrison and Neighbors or Marvin Harrison and Adunze, if they're gone and that cornerback is on the board, the top-rated cornerback in this year's draft, do you reach at 7 to get him if you're the Titans, or do you move back in the draft, not moving out of the first round, but moving back and then reassessing it and getting that corner?
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on where you have the corners rated. And, and truthfully, when you look at some of these mock drafts I've seen, and, you know, mainly from guys that, you know, I work with at ESPN, it's wild how it looks sometimes it's 1, 2, 3 quarterback, right? at all the spots. And then 3 receivers gone before you're out of the top 10. And, not to say that these mock drafts in February are right, but it certainly feels like there are 3 quarterbacks that people are going to be excited about, really excited about. It feels like at a minimum, there are 2 receivers that people are going to be really, really excited about. And so with that, if you don't get kind of that top tier, the guy that's the Neighbors kid from LSU, does he end up going later because of Marvin Harrison Jr. and because of Adunze? Does that happen? So, yeah, I think you've got to be flexible. I think as much as it stinks, when you have a lot of needs, I think that allows you to be we can just take the best corner. We can take the best tackle. We can take the best receiver if we have them rated high enough that we should take them at this spot.
And kind of in that same breath, Tim Hasselbeck is with us. The Titans, right now it's 7, from looking at all different ways that things could play out. Let's say it's 3 quarterbacks and 3 receivers. Well, that leaves Joe Alt for you at 7, or Brock Bowers, Olu Fashanu, or several other players that you could take at 7. What about trading back? Would there be a candidate between 8 and, let's say, 15 or 16 that might want to go after, let's just say, a Brock Bowers if he's available at 7? What could you get in return for that? And do you think that there could still be really quality players within that, let's say, 10 to 15 range if the Titans do decide to trade back and pick up some more picks in this year's draft?
Here's what I would say, even with a guy like Bowers. Brock Bowers is amazing. Watching Georgia play, you're that guy is incredible. And if you think about matchup problems in the NFL, man, tight end is the position that just feels like it creates so many issues, right? I think the Ravens are in a good spot with Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely, right? Mm-hmm. Look what Travis Kelce has been. You know, how about George Kittle? Tight end, to me, is one of those positions. It can really change things when you have a real difference maker. So I bet you that he is a coveted player by everybody. But I also think that people kind of do irrational things on game day or draft day. And the draft capital for an organization like the Titans that has so many needs. And look, even the amazing prospect, it's not a sure thing that he's going to end up being an incredible player. Look, people love Cole Kmet. He's been good. Has he been amazing? No. So and he's not the same type of prospect, but I guess what I would say is, I think that I would be very ready to accumulate draft picks and try to get better that way, because there are so many needs. So, I think corner, I think offensive line, I think receiver, I think there's so many issues. I think that's just how you have to approach it.
Do you think a guy like, because you're right about Brock Bowers. I've said that and said this a couple of months ago. He's the best tight end I've seen in the last 10 years because of his ability to just – he's sort of like the kid from New Orleans, and his name's escaping me right now.
Jimmy Graham.
Yeah, Jimmy Graham, where you can flex him out wide and get the same production as if he's playing in the inside. And I think the tight end position is becoming more and more valuable than it has ever been. He could potentially be, along with some of the guys that are in the league now, can potentially reset the market where these guys start getting wide receiver money, because it's hard to match up with a really, really good tight end that's physical but also can run routes like a wide receiver.
Yeah, I think that's the position. When I look back, you just look at, okay, where do you create matchup problems? And, sometimes, you have a receiver that can do it, and with the rules, the way that they're set up, that can be your matchup issue. But tight end's really the position. One of the things that's made Kansas City so dangerous is, it's so hard to deal with Travis Kelce. It's so hard. And the Titans had an experience with it a little bit. When Delanie Walker was still really, really running well, it was hey, that's a problem for people. And so, Bowers is he could be a difference maker. No question about it. You played with Todd Heap, right? Todd Heap, he was a problem because he was so athletic and so big. And so I think you have to value certain positions differently now, right? The run stuffing linebacker, not as important as the linebacker that can cover tight ends. I think, and not that that's a secret in the NFL, but I think it's definitely certain, as you say, all right, well, how do we get good fast? How are we better than the rest of the league in a certain area? I think there's – and quite honestly, that's why I'm saying, as much as you might want to draft Brock Bowers, are you better off saying, if we could really – if somebody is dying to move up to get him because they think they're a tight end away from winning the Super Bowl, then we maybe need to do that.
ESPN NFL analyst Tim Hasselbeck is with us. Tim, we've said and we've talked about on this show for so many weeks, the Titans have a lot of needs. You need a left tackle, probably need a right tackle, probably need a center, you need a receiver, probably need some tight ends, probably need a running back, and that's just offensively. And I know that every free agency class is different, every draft class is different, every year is different, but what do you think are wise positions to invest in free agency rather than drafting and developing?
Here's what I think is funny about the list that you said in terms of need is that because there's so many needs, and quarterback isn't on the list, right?
Yeah.
But if there weren't as many issues, would quarterback be on the list? That just kind of struck me as I'm kind of thinking about it, looking at
It's fair though, because we can't get a true and fair evaluation of Will Levis because he has zero protection and has very few weapons around him.
Yeah. So here's what I would say, in terms of the positions to focus on. I think there are certain positions where I think the bust rate is high. So, and there's, I'll have it for you next time we come on. But basically, the first round bust rate of certain positions is significantly higher than others. So, for example, interior offensive lineman has got a much lower bust rate than receiver, corner. And so to say, what would I want to attack in free agency? I would want to attack the positions that have a higher bust rate. And so corner, I think we've probably, if you're a Titans fan, felt like you've experienced that, in recent years. I think that, you could maybe argue at receiver, you've maybe experienced that a little bit. And so, Yeah, I would focus on those spots because I think they're 50-50 at best, you know, on a lot of these positions when we are talking about if a guy is going to be good or not. Like Caleb Farley is an example. I know there's injury, you know, issues, but there were injury issues coming out. Like, mm-hmm. You wouldn't do that one again. Like, you would trade that draft spot in a heartbeat for a guy that you at least know can play, right? Like, like everyone would. So that's what I would focus on. And oddly enough, I actually believe that tight end has a low bust rate. So back to the Brock Bowers conversation.
Always comes back to Brock Bowers. Last one for you, Tim. Is Derrick Henry a Raven next season?
Ooh. I think there's a really good shot that he is. I think there will be interest in Derrick Henry. And I think that he's going to have the benefit of looking certain places to say, all right, do I want to be – like, does that role fit for me there? The concern I would have there for Derrick would be there's so much read stuff that goes on with their run game because of how talented Lamar is. And then also, is he there every down back? Because, like, he always appeared to me to be somebody that just got better as the game went on. You know, he's not a seven carry a game back. And so I think that while that's clearly a good team, you know, figuring out if that's the right spot for him to go have success for his style of play, I think there can be a legitimate question about if Baltimore is the right fit.
ESPN NFL analyst Tim Hasselbeck. Tim, appreciate you as always, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. See you guys.
All right, thanks, yep. Tim. Tim Hasselbeck, he is the very best, and appreciate him as always. D-Mace, you brought up a question to Tim that I want to get into coming up next. Mm-hmm. And your question was, who are the leaders on this Titans team? We'll get into that coming up next. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, we are brought to you by Zen Sports. Start earning cash rewards on your bets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet.